USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is halting any further negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill until after the November 3rd election. Trump tweeted Tuesday afternoon that he'd instructed his representatives to stop negotiating until after he wins re-election, adding that he wants Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on confirming Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market reacted to the news negatively, with all three major indices sliding backwards in the final hour of trading. The Dow Jones Composite fell 1.3%, the Nasdaq dropped 1.6%, and the S&P 500 closed down 1.4%. And the Department of Health and Human Services is telling hospitals they need to comply with federal requirements on reporting data about COVID-19 and influenza patients or face losing federal funding. Hospitals will be given 14 weeks to comply before enforcement begins. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Tomorrow night's vice presidential debate will have a much different look than its predecessors, with plexiglass playing a major role. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns about coronavirus transmission. Vice President Pence and Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will be separated by plexiglass. The Commission, along with medical consultants at the Cleveland Clinic, made the decision Monday after studying the airborne nature of the virus and as the number of positive cases in the White House continues to grow. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
And the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in quarantine after being exposed to a Coast Guard officer who tested positive. Admiral Charles Ray, Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard, tested positive for the virus on Tuesday, prompting the Joint Chiefs of Staff to quarantine at home. While Ray isn't a member of the Joint Chiefs, he had been at a number of Pentagon meetings with them last week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One lawmaker is not happy with the Speaker of the House. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Congressman Jim Banks is calling on Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to issue an apology for her comments following President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis, accusing her of victim blaming. Following the announcement on Friday that President Trump had tested positive for COVID-19, Pelosi wished the president a safe recovery, but also noted that he had repeatedly been seen at events without wearing a mask. She said he could have taken additional precautions to avoid contracting the virus. Congressman Banks sending Pelosi a letter. As far as any response, he says,
I haven't heard back from Speaker Pelosi. I don't expect to, but the insinuation here that anyone who gets the coronavirus was irresponsible and that's how they picked it up is something that should be offensive to the thousands of men and women who have tested positive for coronavirus. It should be offensive to their families, especially offensive to the families of those who have lost loved ones to the coronavirus. That's exactly what Speaker Pelosi is saying in this comment.
And legendary guitarist Eddie Van Halen has died after a lengthy battle with cancer. He was 65. His son Wolf announced the news Tuesday on Twitter. Eddie and his brother founded the band that bore their name in 1972 and sold more than 56 million albums worldwide over their more than 40-year career. Van Halen and the rest of the band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.